Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. So I have a lot of things to tell you. First of all, I'm going to be leaving Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to post all of my shows for the past 6 years on YouTube, voice only, you know, no face. No pictures. I haven't decided if I want to go live streaming where you see me, but for now on, this actually may be my very last show until I figure out how to do YouTube videos. So I posted things on YouTube before, but it was like I made them on my computer, and then what I did was I transferred them to a file. So I have to just do a little Google research and do a switchover. See, one of my friends was telling me that I've been doing this for a long time and I haven't made any money doing it. But I never really did the radio show to make money. I did it because it was a good outlet, like my artwork, just for me to share my thoughts and feelings. I just want to share my thoughts and feelings about. Now, I always say everything is about everybody else. And the truth is, it's always about the other person, except when it's yourself, right? So occasionally it has to be for me, about me. And so for all the times that I say it's always about everybody else, which it always is, this one's about me, and I really enjoy doing the show. I feel like I get a lot out of it, and I think it's just another really good outlet for my personality, my person, my being, everything, all of it. So I don't think I'm ready to stop, but there may be a little pause for a while till I figure it out, and then I'll start posting those to YouTube. So I've taken down 90% of my radio shows. In fact, I think I've only left 20 or 30 shows on. So if you want to go to Blog Talk Radio and listen, just go to LMZ and look for me, the Lisa Lisa Show. So I have a few things that I wanted to say that were kind of funny. First of all, Thanksgiving was spectacular, as always, because it's my favorite holiday. Although I didn't do any cooking, and the way it worked out was my other sister-in-law still cleared the table very quickly. I don't even think dinner was on the table for a half an hour before she cleared it all off. One of my brothers and I boycotted, and we sat there anyway. We did nothing. We just kept eating. And I hate rushing Thanksgiving. It really is my favorite meal. So I decided with another one of my besties that we're going to have our own Thanksgiving. We're going to throw a party. And it's going to be in the doldrums. So it's either going to be before Christmas, which there's not a lot of time, or right after the new year, just, a doldrums. Get the turkey out and have a really nice Lisa Zilker meal. I'm a very good cook, and I enjoy cooking it. I guess it sort of goes hand in hand with the art you create, right? So you add a pinch of this, you add a batch of that, keep a smile on your face, and be happy the whole time you're doing it, so it's all done with love. Can't go wrong, right? Everything I do is with love, so can't go wrong. Anyway, so Friday is my paint night in New Jersey. And I have to tell you, trying to get people in New Jersey to come out is really difficult. It's like one of those things. I don't know if I'll be doing it in New Jersey going forward after this one. We have about 10 people, and it's just been, hard getting people to say yes or not. It's not even that. It's just like signing up and committing, I guess. Everybody's got their thing. Some people just put it in their calendar immediately. And they keep texting me, they'll be there. But everybody wants to pay for the tickets. Everybody wants to pay at the door, which I'm fine with. I don't have any issue with that. So it looks like we have about 10 spaces left. And here's Friday, so something like that. I think we have like 8 to 10 people, 11 people, 12. I don't know. Anyway, a confirmation would be nice so I have a head count. Always a better way to go. So, anyway, enough of that. So I have to tell you something really funny. So I've gone and I've seen a few movies because I've done that a lot this year. 2016 was the year of me going to movies. And it's been great, and the handful of my friends that have been my movie partners, they're all saying the same thing. It's like the best escape, especially with what's been going on politically. So a good escape is just to sit in a theater and not think. So I saw the movie Arrival, and I have to tell you that I really enjoyed it. And in fact, I want to see it again. It was really quite profound in my mind. So I really thoroughly enjoyed that. I also saw Fantastic Beasts, which was completely mindless. That's the kind of movie that you want to escape. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to process after. You just enjoy the show. Sit back and enjoy the show and let your mind just go. That was that kind of film. That was really fun. And really well done, you know, because what they can do technologically in theater and film is so amazing. I also went to see Dangerous Liaisons with Liev Schreiber. That was spectacular. He is so phenomenal. You know, he's a TV actor, movie actor, but I have to tell you, he does theater well. That was a lot of lines. He was in every single scene. He was the man. Main character and all, and phenomenal. And gorgeous. That's all I can say. Oofa. Loved him. He is amazing. That was really spectacular. And I have to only say a very big thank you, KF. So now getting to the crux of the comedy. You know, when we were kids and we were growing up, and I say we, because there's my brothers and, you know, my cousins and my friends and a lot of people that are within my age range. And the toys that we grew up with, you know, aside that Monopoly was like, you know, the biggest game, we had Sorry and we had, Twister, of course, but that's a physical game. Twister's a great game, actually, because it gets you up and it makes you move. I like that. But I was watching TV the other day. In fact, I've been watching a handful of things on the History Channel. And, you know, now that Time Warner Cable has become Spectrum, I'm having even more issues with my cable, and I'm hoping they don't have to change the box because I DVR'd a couple of movies that I haven't gotten to watch yet. Though some of them I've already seen, but I like to see things twice sometimes if I really like it or I find it profound or I find it interesting or moving. And you see it a second time and you pick up all the things that you missed the first time. So I was looking at the creations of the new games. You know, they went from like all these like crazy video games, Xbox and PS 1 and 2 and 3 and then the Wii and, you know, that technology, my nieces and nephews are all like, you know, they're versed in it. Like that was what they were raised on. And the computer and blah, blah, blah. Well, I was watching what's coming out now, what they're creating. So if you think that the games that they had for us when we were kids were bad, because there were a handful of really silly, bad toys. And just like, are you kidding? Well, the two that I saw, and I have to tell you, it just made me laugh out loud. One of them is a green ghost-looking like shape, supposed to be a fart. And what you're doing is you're pressing on this thing, and then you're putting your chips down. It's kind of like that Hungry Hippo game, you know? And what they're doing is they're pressing until the thing, I don't know if it's supposed to smell or not, but I saw that and I thought, are you kidding? This is what it's come to? Well, let me tell you, the next game that I saw that they were advertising was worse than the fart. It was snot. Now, I know that there was a moment where that goo was really popular, you know, the whole thing with, I don't even know what you call it because I always found it to be pretty repulsive. But, like, that whole, that green goo stuff that everybody was playing with and, oh, God, that was so disgusting. Well, now they have another game, a board game, that the kids sit around and you're picking the nose of this head to pull out this snot, which is that same goo. And I'm, like, going, oh, my God, this is what it's come down to, body functions. Really the nasty ones. Like, that's just so gross. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is what kids have to play with now? This is what they're coming out with? But, like, I always thought that Barney was bad, you know? You sit and you watch that Barney, and that I couldn't stand him. And it was just, it was funny, you know, a singing purple dinosaur, but then they came out with those other kid things. It's like, I know that children are entertained by the most mundane and ridiculousness, but these two games, I have to tell you, I just looked at it like mortified, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, where is the mind on this? I mean, it's like there's nothing educational. There's nothing remotely productive about it, although I have to say they're both actually productive. But I was just like, oh, my God, this is what it's come down to. I still like Monopoly, though we haven't played it in a long time. I guess Risk was one of the better games. You know, we played Clue for a second. There were a handful. Trivial Pursuit was probably like the big, big one. And Pictionary. I loved Pictionary. Okay, yes, I know I'm an artist, but, you know, you can't draw artistically when you're doing games like that because nobody gets it. So the simpler, the better. You know, keep it simple, stupid, right? Well, I have to say, simple, stupid on these two games are like, whoa, disgusting. And just, I'm telling you, jaw-dropping, like, really? Oh, my God. That's all I can say. And I can't stop laughing because it just was like, this is what it's come down to, body function. Oh, so funny, so funny. So one of the educational programs that I was watching, because I think this is far more interesting, was about, so there were two. And I watch a lot of educational things, and sometimes I have to watch them two or three times because they're so in-depth. Well, one of the ones I was watching had to do with the universe and our connectivity to it. And I find it really interesting because everybody's, like, so on these crazes now. It's like, I remember when massage therapy became, like, the thing to do. Yoga was the thing to do. And all those things, they come and they pass. Like, nobody's had an original thought, right? Everything's been done. Everything's been created. Everything is created twice. I get all of it. I understand. And I understand that if you love, love, love nonstop, it's all good. Anyway, so it's just one of those crazy things. I need 15 minutes and my radio show will be done. I'm on my radio show. This is my radio show. This is my friend Dan. You can say hello.
Hello.
Dan has to unfortunately leave our space, so Dan has been very gracious in giving me some fabulous art supplies. Anyway, so 15 minutes? I'll come and I'll knock. All right? Sorry, folks.
Enjoy.
Thank you. So it's like if you think about these things and it's like... Oh, where was I? I'm sorry, folks. Sorry for the disruption. I'm back on track. So they're talking about the universe, and one of the things they're talking about is the Abdullah Oblongata. And then they're talking about the shape of Horus's eye. And so what they're doing is they're making a connection that ancient technology, the Egyptians, already knew about this, because this is the part of the brain that really does the higher functioning. It connects everything. It's what makes your thoughts connect to everything else. And so they were talking about aliens, and, of course, they always talk about aliens. And I love the guys that talk about the scientific stuff. Each one looks more, you know, more crazy than the last. Now, they're brilliant. They're all fabulous, and I can't tell you anyone's name because I can't think of a single name. I could just see their faces. And the one guy I really like listening to, I want to say that his name is like one of my brothers. It's David, Daniel, or Jonathan. I don't remember for sure. Might be David. And this guy, he's got a thick head of hair, and he wears it like all standing straight up on end. Maybe he put his hand in the socket, and it just never could get it down again. Oh, that sounds terrible. Sorry. Anyway, he's brilliant. And when he talks about what he knows, because this is his field, I love talking to people about things that are within their realm of what they do, because the insight is far more intriguing. And, you know, the things that you think you really know nothing until you start, like, the more you delve into something, for me, the more I delve into something, the more curious I become, the less I understand, but I get it on a different level. Sometimes I just have to listen to things several times before it sinks in. I think the best thing to do a lot of the time is listen to things when you go to sleep, just let it play, because it just sinks into your subconscious, and then you get it automatically. It's like doing the same thing over and over, and then you have muscle memory. So they're talking about the connectivity of the universe and this part of our brain and how we're already linked in, connected. You know, they say when you want to sit and meditate, you put your feet on the floor and you imagine roots growing out of your feet connecting to the core of the earth. And then you open the top of your head and you imagine this beam of light going out the top of your head and connecting to the universe above. So now your planet is connected to the universe through you. Now, I always find meditating very easy. It's one of those things that just comes to me. But when I tell myself I have to sit and do it, it doesn't always happen. Like, I'm at home, and I've been home cooking the last few days just because, you know, it was good for my kitty to have me home. I guess Thanksgiving left me feeling a little, you know, wanting home-cooked food. Now, my sister-in-law did 90% of it home-cooked, but there was a lot of stuff that was, like, just opened and thrown in the nuker. I don't even own a microwave. And when I did own a microwave, I only used it for storage for cake or bread. And that didn't keep very long, but at least it was a dry, room temperature place and out of the way. I think the only other thing I ever used a microwave for was defrosting. I never cooked anything in there. I never really heated anything in there. Although at their house, I've reheated coffee occasionally because I like coffee really hot. Anyway, so they're talking about this part of the brain and how it's been depicted over and over and over again from ancient times. And I find that really fascinating. There's so much more to this, and I'm barely even giving you, a glimpse. But the other thing that I was watching, which was really cool, was about the Knights Templar and the Freemasons, how one became the other, and how they were in America. You know, now I've seen this many times where they say that they came to America long before Columbus, and that Columbus was affiliated with the Freemasons and the Templars. Through marriage, in fact, but he was also a Freemason. And so the route that he took to America was already plotted from another trek to the United States. Now, the reason they know all of this is because of all these various different landmarks and keystones, as they like to call them. So there are these huge rocks that have been carved. The interesting thing is the connection. So this is the thing that always gets me. So they always talk about sacred geometry, which I've read, and I have to say is fascinating. I've probably read it 3 times. One of the things that you have to just keep reading, because sometimes all of a sudden you just get it. Oh, I love this. This is one of those great things. It's like, so sometimes you'll hear something 100 times, and then all of a sudden it means something completely different. And you just relate, connect, or feel it, and you get it. And then it's gone. Because the minute you try to recapture that moment, it's gone. I guess that's why I always live in the moment, because I'd rather feel it, experience it viscerally, than stop and take pictures and look through a camera when it's right there in front of you. Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I used to take so many pictures of so many things. Now I only take a picture of something that absolutely moves me, thrills me, you know, other than gloves session. The way that I see things, I'd rather experience it. That's how I am. You know, if I can paint it or draw it or write about it or speak of it later, okay, then that's cool. But It's all about in the moment and feeling it at that moment. It's like I was walking, I got to my studio today, and I have to say it was about an hour later than I wanted to be. But I got a parking space, like, immediately. I just turned the corner, and boom, there it was. And I fit in, and I started to walk, and I was just thinking, and it was just raining lightly at that point. It had had a heavier downpour while I was driving here, and I was thinking, had I been here when I wanted to, I would have missed the rain altogether. But the rain coming down on me at that moment was just so incredible. It wasn't cold. I didn't have far to walk. What was it, two blocks, a block and a half? I parked behind my building, and I walked around the outside rather than walking through the building because I wanted to be outside because I have no windows in my studio, and so I miss the day all the time. And now that it's getting light, darker earlier, I can say that. Now that it's getting darker earlier, I try to see as much daylight as possible, although I really am a night owl. And I like the nighttime better. I miss the daytime when I'm in my studio. I just miss it. So the rain was just coming down on me drop by drop by drop. And all I can say is it was really, at that moment, spectacular. It wasn't cold. It was just beautiful. It's like my favorite. I happen to really like rainy weather. But my favorite rain is in the summer when it's really, really hot. We haven't had too many of these in a while. A really, really beautiful, like, sun shower on a really, really hot day. And you're just wearing shorts and a T-shirt, whatever, and you get drenched, you know? You take your shoes off and you just walk in it. Now, I'm not talking about walking the streets of Manhattan because with all the studies they've done, you could get hoof and mouth disease walking barefoot in Manhattan. And I've done that too, but not in a long time and really kind of not so much anymore is a better way to put that. But I always liked walking in the rain, you know, and getting my feet wet in the grass. I just like that a lot. Anyway, I don't have too much of that. I've been so busy with this canvas and cocktails and sorting through where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. It's funny when you think about all the possibilities. You know the one question I ask all the time, if you could go anywhere, where would you go? Somewhere that you know real well or somewhere that you've never been before? I guess I ask myself that question all the time. Anyway, before this spirals out of control for me, getting back to point. So the Knights Templar that became the Freemasons, because it was after the Black Plague, because the Black Plague wiped out so many. And I think that the Knights Templar were among the many. So the Freemasons were the next. And it had to do with the freedom of being, you know. Isn't that what it's all about, the freedom of being? You know, I don't want to talk about politics, but when Trump tweeted that ridiculousness about the flag burning, it's constitutional. It's our right. I don't want a tyrant. One just died. And a lot of my family, my sister-in-law, her side of the family, are very, very happy. He was a tyrant. And we don't need that type of being, you know? It's just live and let live. Everybody should just, you know, I don't know, it's not so difficult to respect the space and choices of others. You know, you can be present and say, okay, I totally don't agree with you, but I hear you, and that's your right. But you don't have to, you know, it's so true. The only thing that I really stand for is freedom of choice. That's all it is, freedom of choice. Isn't it the most important thing? Equality, 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 and freedom. You know, if it's not going to hurt you, then let it be. I guess the Beatles always had all the right words, right? Or John Lennon always had all the right words. Let it be. Anyway. Beautiful thought, right? Beautiful thought. Let it just be. be and let be. Live and let live. Anyway. Silly, mindless toys, right? Toys that are kind of disgusting and function. I don't know. It's just ridiculousness. You either get too carried away or you go nowhere. I guess those are the choices, right? Either take it to the nth degree or just throw your hands up and say, let's just be disgusting and laugh at it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. So what the thing about the sacred geometry and getting to the point of the Knights Templar and them coming from Scotland, actually, the group that was here, and landing and building these structures, and they were very devout Christians, you know, the Crusades and all. Now, I'm not saying that that was also a good movement, but I think to yourself, and you want to practice your religion, that's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm Jewish and I'm a Hindu and I practice both, and it makes me happy. I like it. I find it very enjoyable, and I find it enlightening, and I find it fulfilling, and I find it to be my way. But nobody else has to do that. It's not about anybody else, right? Again, this is about me, as the real words are. It's all about you. So this one's all about me, all about you, right? Isn't that the way that goes? So when they were doing all of the structure, so what they do is, this is very interesting. So they take a measure, and there was a keystone in Europe, I think it was in Scotland, and what's happening is this structure that was built, there's a cutout of a window, and the light can pass through, and there's another keystone within the structure. And at a certain point of the morning, when the sun is coming up, the light beams through this cutout window and illuminates the keystone at the back of the structure. Now, they're saying it was probably a church, but it's in such ruins, all that's left is the basic structure with eight legs. And it's still a beautiful structure. I like ruins. I make sure that whenever I travel, I go and I visit ruins everywhere. Those I have lots of pictures of. And I really enjoy the history about that. I think that's the thing. 90 seconds. I think that's the thing that I always really enjoy is history in general, you know, historical facts. I find them very intriguing. Anyway, so what they did was they took a line of measure from the keystone within the structure and drew a straight line to the keystone in Scotland, and they line up perfectly. It's like there's no mistake about that. How could that second? So how could that possibly happen, right? So they're saying with sacred geometry, they figure these things out, and they can draw a line, a point, from point A to point B. Now, this is in Massachusetts, in Kensington, I believe. Also, Oak Island is part of this whole historical endeavor because apparently they went to Oak Island, planted particular trees, oak trees, so that that island would stand out, and then they built structures there as well. Now, I never really cared for the whole Oak Island television, so I don't watch that stuff. But it's really interesting to find out that the origins and the historical facts and how it became that. 10 seconds. We're going to go a little over. It is my ending show, so I think we can stretch it a tiny bit. Anyway, so I thought it was really interesting how Oak Island is part of this. And then they were showing all these various keystones. And so there's another place, I'm trying to remember, I did a show on it as well, that there was another Stonehenge. It was called American Stonehenge. And when they were drawing their lines from Stonehenge to England's Stonehenge, they also line up and coincide. In fact, there's a place in one of the Arab nations that also lines up with those stones as well. And so when you think about it across continents and they all line up, there's really something more to it. It's far deeper than just a it's not random at all, in fact. That's all I'm saying. It's not random at all. I guess that's the whole thing about fashion and history, and everything always keeps going round and round and round, from the mindless games that we started with to the mindless games that they're making now and thinking they're so funny. And when those kids grow up, they're going to think, oh, my God, think of the games that we had. And then they'll come back to computers and computer games and simulations and, you know, 3D and I don't even know, you know, fifth dimensional stuff, you know, quantum mechanics and quantum, and it'll just spiral up. And then it'll come back down to simple games like hopscotch or something, who knows. I don't know. Anyway. So if anybody has any thoughts, ideas, or clues as to how to get my radio show onto YouTube, information would be greatly appreciated. So we're going to take a little hiatus. I wish everybody a happy holiday. I wish everybody health and happiness and love, above all love. And all comments are welcome. Again, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, soon to be The Lisa Lisa Show on YouTube. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.